ಕೃಷ್ಣಮೈರಿಣ ಜಹುಸ್ತೆ ಅಂತೇ ತದಾತ್ಮಾನ ಕೀಟ ಪೇಶಸ್ತು ತುರುಭಾ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಶಿಶುಪಾಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಂತವಕ್ರ ಬಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಮೆನಿ ಅದರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಟೇನ್ಡ್ ಸಲ್ವೇಷನ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆತ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಥಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದೇ ರಿಸೀವ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ವರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾಪ್ಚರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಬ್ಲಾಕ್ ಡ್ರೋನ್ ಅಟೇನ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಡ್ರೋನ್ The mystery of yogic meditation is explained here. The real yogis always meditate on the form of Vishnu within their hearts. Consequently, at the time of death, they give up their bodies while thinking of the form of Vishnu and thus attain Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha Loka, where they receive bodily features the same as those of the Lord. From the sixth canto, we have already learned that when the Vishnu Dutas came from Vaikuntha to deliver Ajamila, they looked exactly like Vishnu, with four hands and the same features as Vishnu. Therefore, we may conclude that if one practices thinking of Vishnu and is fully absorbed in thinking of him at the time of death, one returns home back to Godhead. Even enemies of Krishna who thought of Krishna in fear, bhaya, such as King Kansa, received bodies in a spiritual identity similar to that of the Lord.
ಮಾಡಿ ದೇಹ ಸುಖ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ದಾನ ದಾನ
According to my karmic reactions, whatever birth I deserve, let me have it. But I have only one desire, one prayer. Janmani, janmani swari bhavadad bhakti rahi tui tui. Let me have general devotion towards the lotus feet in every birth. You understand? They never ask for anything, neither. In material enjoyment nor liberation even. There are five types of liberation, I told. Salakya, sarupya, sarujya, sarsti and samipya. Here, sarupya mukti, description is given about sarupya mukti. You understand? To have the same form, bodily form, feature, as that of Lord Vishnu. Samipya mukti means living just beside the Lord. Samipya mukti. Sarupya mukti, samipya mukti, sarti mukti, getting same opulence as the Supreme Lord. That is sarti mukti. Then salokya mukti, living in the same planet, in Vaikuntha planet. That is Salokya Mukti. Then fifth one is Sahajya Mukti. Brahma Sahajya, there are two types of Sahajya, merging. Merging. Instant Brahman effulgence, that's Brahma Sahajya Mukti. And another type of Sahajya is Ishwar Sahajya. Merging in the body of the Lord. These two types of Sahajya Mukti. You understand? And this Sahajya Mukti, is that lost, what type of mukti? You understand? Because there is no scope for the service. And out of these two types of sadhuja mukti, and is Brahma sadhuja and Ishwara sadhuja, Ishwara sadhuja is the most degraded. Those who get this Brahma Sahajya Mukti, they again fall down here. Krishna Parampada Padagyada. Adita Sumandrayo, 10th canto. Srimad Bhagavatam is this. Those who aspire for this Sahajya Mukti, they have to undergo very severe penances, austerities. Place of the Buddha of these. Srimad Bhagavatam says. They get so much clash, pain, bodily torture, clash of the Kapati. You understand? And they go up to that Brahman. Then from there they fall down again. You understand? Not those who get this Ishwara Sahajya, merge in the body of the Lord. their worst time, the servants. You understand? Because they cannot fall down here again, and they cannot serve Lord Krishna, the Supreme Lord Vishnu. You understand? That's the worst time. We find here, and most famous Mirabai. You know Mirabai? Yes. She is praised very much. Great devotee of Girdhar Gopal. She has sung nice songs, very sweet, nice. Many sing it. They praise her. But in our society, in Vaishnava society, she is condemned. She is condemned. We never praise her. Because she got this salvation. This Ishwar Sahajya Mukti. She merged into the body of Girdhar Gopal. What is that? You understand? So Vaishnavas, we never praise her. You understand? So, those are pure devotees, those who are Vaishnavas, they never aspire for all these things. That is saying, Bhagavatam says, Kim Labhya Bhagavati Prasanne Srinikritani Tathapi Tatpara Radhani Nahi Banchanti Kincha. Sukadeva Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj. Srinikritana, that means husband of Lakshmi, Lord Vishnu, if he is pleased, what is unattainable, one can attain everything. But, tathāpi tatpara rādhan nahi vāñcchanti kincan. But those who are unalloyed devotees, they never ask for anything from the Lord. Only to serve his lotus feet. They never. You understand? And I just sing this song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prabhutava padajuge mor nivedan nahi magi deha sukha vidyadhanujyam. Nahi magi swarga ar mokhya nahi magi. Nākori prarthana kon vibhuti lagi. You know this song? Very good song. You know? Yes, very good song. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You should know. O Lord, this is my prayer at your lotus feet. I don't ask for you any bodily comfort, deha sukha, bodily pleasure. Do you want? This body is very dear to everybody, you see, Bapa. Very dear, this body. All want bodily pleasure, isn't it? Do you disagree? You agree? But here, nahi magi deha sukha, O Lord. I don't ask for you this bodily pleasure, bodily comfort. So give me bodily discomfort, bodily displeasure, suffering, suffering, suffering. You see? This is prayer. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Tattana kampansu samikhyamanam bhunjane vātma krita vipākam. Tad-bhāga-viśagya-vapuvhīr vidadhan-namaste-jajiveta sa-mukti-pade-dāya-bhāga. You see? Famous verse. You know this verse? famous verse. This verse Sarva Madhvacharya uttered before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he made some change in it. What? The original verse says Mukti Pade Dhayavak. But he said Bhakti Pade Dhayavak. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why did you change? Bhagavatam verse? Huh? You understand? Why did you change it? Mukti Pade means Krishna. At his lotus feet, Mukti is rolling. Huh? Isn't it? Or another meaning, we can give Mukti. Mukti is rolling. That is Krishna. Anyway, why do you change it? He says, whatever it may be, I am not prepared at all to utter this word Mukti. Bhakti is very dear to me. Previously, you are stressing on Mukti. Isn't it? Such a great change. It's a mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Eh? Tattyam kampansu samikhyamana bhunjane vātna kruta vipākam. It says anukampa. Oh Lord, it is your anukampa. It is your mercy that you have inflicted some punishment on me. Because I am a sinful person, I have committed so many sins. Done so many sinful activities. You are so kind that you are thus destroying the reaction of those sins. Just allow me to undergo this torture, this pain, this suffering. It is so kind you are. Do you understand? Tattyan kumpansu samikhyamana bhunjane vātna kruta vipākam. Vidahāna namaste ja jiveta sa mukti pade dāyabhāt. If someone understanding this, now he is eligible to attain the lotus feet of Krishna. You see, very fortunate. You understand? Nahi magi deha sukha vidyadhana jana. Therefore, I am not asking you for any bodily pleasure, happiness. That means bodily suffering. Give me bodily suffering. Is it? Will you ask for it? Body is very deep. Very difficult to ask for it. I don't ask you for this material education, vidya, material assets, wealth, and followers. Nahi magi sargar mukhya nahi magi. I never ask for the heavenly enjoyment that will be headed to heavenly planets. I never ask for mukhya, no liberation. I never ask for this. Na kari prarthana kon bibhutir lagi. I never pray to you to give me any opulence. Vibhuti, yogic opulence. Do you understand? Nija karma guna dosi jiji janma paai. Janami janami jena tavo naam guna gai. This is my prarthana. This is my prayer. Let me have the bhart that I deserve according to reactions of my karma. You understand? But one prayer. Janami, janami, janatabo nanu guna gai. But in every part, let me glorify you. Let me chant your holy name. Let me serve you. This is prarthana. You understand? Ekamatra samamo tamaru charani ahetu ki bhakti hudei jage unutpani. This is my only prayer at your lotus feet, O Lord. Ahetu ki bhakti hudei jage unutpani. Let there be another devotion in my heart. At every part, at every moment, let there be this thing, another devotion. বিষয় যে প্রীতি হবে আছই আমা, সেই মতো প্রীতি হোক চরণ তোমার। Let me develop such type of attraction towards your lotus feet, such type of love or attraction towards your lotus feet. The attraction of love I have now towards material enjoyment, you see. সেই মতো প্রীতি হোক। বিপদে সম্পদে তাহা থাকুক সমভাবে, দিনে দিনে বুদ্ধি হোক নামের প্রভাবে। Let it remain with me, this priti, this love, this attraction towards the lotus feet. Equally, in all circumstances, either in distress or in happiness. You understand? Dhirya 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 kuname prabhav. By chanting your holy name, let it be increased gradually. Pasu pakshi hoy thaki surgye vana roye, niroye, tava bhakti rahu bhakati vino dhasudha. In bhakti vino thaku says this thing. Let me hop this body of a beast or bird, or let me be placed in surga, even with plant, or in the hell, the river. But only one prayer. Tava bhakti rahu bhakati vinoda suda. Only your bhakti, your mala devotion should be in my heart. Oh Lord, you see, this is prayer. A Vaishnava pure devotee never aspires for this, never prays for this liberation, any type of liberation out of this fight. Only bhavatad bhaktir ahetu kitoi. That is a real prayer. Mahaprabhu has taught us that hymn. And all sastras, all acharyas, all great devotees, they have said this thing, and they have this aspiration. You see, Jana Stotra, Jannacharya's prayer, you find Tavadasya Sukheika Sanyang Bhavane Swastapi Kita Janmami Itaravasothesu Masma Bhudapi Janma Chaturmukhatmana. You understand? Jannacharya's prayer, you know it? Famous things. Vedavidhi anusari karma kori sansare.
Vedavidhi anusari karma kori sansare.
Jiva puna puna janma paaye.
Yeah.
Oh,
understand. This is Koni Sate Pada Saroja Bhajan Shadullavo Athesu Tapusva Piyo Tathabinahu Prabhuno Bibhuman Bhavat Bhavat Padam Bhodan is Panasiva. That means one who has developed this unalloyed devotion at the lotus feet of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, this chaturvarga, dharma, artha, kam, moksha, these are very, very insignificant things. He kicks them, get out! I want only Bodho Seva, to serve your lotus feet only. I don't want anything else rather than this. You understand? Repeatedly this has been said. We will also find this thing in Dhritarashtra Upakhyana, Chitra Ketu Upakhyana, sixth canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Nanaka prushtham nata paramesthyam na sarvabhaumam narasadhipatyam na yoga siddhirvam punarbhavamba Ananda Sattva Virajya Kanki. He says, Rudrasva, Vatitra Ketu, Kastavai Parvati Devi. Again, Rudrasva, but get devotion. You see? He said, Nanaka Pustanga Paramistam, Nasarva Homo Narasadhi Patyam, Nadoga Sidhira Puna Bhavamba Ananda Sattva Virajya Kanki. Sarva paramesthi sthana sarva bhauma pada
sarva paramesthi sthana sarva bhauma pada
rasato adhipatya yogira sampodo Sarvabhaumarasadhipatyam, na yoga siddhira punarbhavam va samanja sutta virajya kankhi. O Lord, I don't ask for these things. Sarva paramesthisthana sarvabhaumapada. I don't ask for you this heavenly enjoyment to be elevated to heavenly planetary systems. I don't want to be enthroned a sarvabhauma, emperor of the emperor. You understand? Ruling all universe. I don't want rasatala adhipatyo. I don't want that enjoyment that body got. Raja, body. Body Maharaj. Bamande pushed him downwards, virasurga. In the Virasurga, in the Sata, down, near the plant system, there is. Heaven is known as Virasurga. You understand? Similar enjoyments are there, as you find in upper plant system, Surga. That's known as Virasurga. And body got it. You understand? Body had the desire. So, Lord gave. That's it. The Sata Adhipatya, I don't want. That body get. I don't want. Not yogera sampada. I don't want any mystic perfection. Yogic mystic perfection, yogic perfection. That's it. Nirvana. I don't want nirvana. This merging of liberation, sadhya mukti. I only want your service. Chari tabo seva. leaving aside your service, transcendental loving service, towards lotus feet. I don't want all these things. You see, this is bhakta swarupa. Yeah, bhaktas. I want to speak of this. Rupi, sarupya, salukya, sarsti, samitva. What is this? You understand? And these demons, they got these things. That bhakta kicks, get up! I don't want. I want to serve your lotus feet. Janmuni, janmuni, shuri. Life after life, life. Why do they aspire for this thing? Why?
It's the highest pleasure.
Karmi jnani yogi sabe krishna bahirmukha. Kovi nahi astadvai krishna sevasukha. You understand? The karmi, the jnani, the yogi. They are all forgetful of Krishna. They are forgetting Krishna. They are never engaged in service of Krishna. They are never tested. It's a pleasure. Of serving the lotus feet of Krishna. Supreme pleasure. You understand? So, why shall a bhakta, devotee, aspire for all these things? Kovi nahi astvadvai Krishna sevasukha. There is a pleasure in serving Krishna. Yes, the supreme pleasure. Therefore, this bhakta, devotee, don't aspire for all these things. Thank you.
जय श्री प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय जय
श्री भक्त
जय तो प्रसाद नाउ
गुड नाइट ऑल प्रसाद ब्लेसिंग एंड वाइट
कैन अप
चलो ये वैष्णव सुस्ताव फेमस है ऑल राइट
Yes. You got a white shirt.
Sir, the white shirt. Bhukte bhogaya vipayo. Narati prati gunhaadi. Vihungakshadi prachadi. Bhukte bhogaya vipayo. Saradhir, bhaktir, bhaktasvarmi, kriti lokasam. This is pretty law. Symbol of pretty law. Yes, take care. You understand? Alright. This is good.